Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So, focus and self-control. With life being as unpredictable as it is, becoming ever more complicated and chaotic, the skills of focus and self-control have never been more needed. Focus is the skill of being able to maintain a clear vision of something and having the persistence and perseverance to achieve that goal, regardless of what obstacles might be in your way. Self-control is the ability to control emotions, desires, and needs in situations, usually difficult ones, in order to achieve a goal you have in mind. Research has shown that both focus and self-control have plenty of benefits, both mental and physical, and can lead to a better overall quality of life. So how important is focus? Well, focus is key. Throughout your life, you'll be set tasks that you have to complete, and you'll set yourself goals and challenges that you will hope to achieve, and just living in general requires focus. So focus is very important. By having a clear vision and a target that you either have to meet or you want to meet can make the outcome of that target better than you might have thought, because you are far more capable than you think when you have a clear focus. To give an example, the phrase multitasking is often used to describe people who have a lot on their plate and who are often very busy and probably under time constraints. However, research has shown that monotasking, doing one job at a time and then moving on to the next, is more effective than juggling multiple tasks at the same time. An often cited study from Stanford University found that people who multitask are distracted more easily, less productive, and tend to score lower on tests and assessments. They have more trouble reciting information and make more errors. The problem with multitasking is that it's misleading. Even though you're technically doing a variety of jobs at once, research has shown that the overall end product and finished quality of that work is often at a lower standard than of someone who focuses on one job, one at a time. Now, besides this, whilst in the moment it might seem like you're getting more work done as you're taking on more work, you're actually taking longer to complete each task. The reason for this is because the brain is not designed for multitasking. If you stick to one job, your brain gets into the flow and works more efficiently, whereas if you switch jobs every half hour or so, your brain struggles to really get going, to get on track. And this hinders the speed and quality of the work that you end up doing. So to restate, focus is primary. It's the key to success. To stop multitasking, there are various ways and methods that you can take which might be beneficial to change the way you work. And these can include: list your priorities. The main problem with people who multitask is that they often don't know which task is the most important. This results in them doing as many tasks as possible, as they create an uncertainty about their workload. By creating a list of your top priorities, that uncertainty is washed away as you set yourself the goal of doing a particular task on one day and not worrying about the others. Once you finish that task, move on to the next. This removes feelings of uncertainty and feelings of stress as well, because you create a simple, easy-to-follow workload that you stick to. So make a schedule. The word tasks doesn't have to mean an assignment or reports or homework. It can mean something as simple as responding to an email. However, something as seemingly insignificant as that can throw your focus off course. By creating a strictly timed schedule, you force yourself to work within those timed intervals. Reward yourself for successful completion. Celebrate between tasks. This can promote focus and help you to achieve your tasks in a quicker, more effective, and far more positive manner. We'll talk about homework load and test revision in another program, so look for our Study Skills podcast. Also, you really should block your social media. One of the biggest issues with the advancement of technology today is the fact that fun distractions such as YouTube or TikTok are only a few clicks away. And we all know how addictive memes can be, and we've all gone down the rabbit hole of some pointless fun interludes that can last for hours when we shouldn't have done. But that can be prevented. I mean, thankfully there are apps nowadays that can block you from going online for a certain amount of time. Obviously, breaks and rests from the work are equally important as the work itself, but the knowledge of distraction being a few clicks away can seriously damage your ability to focus. And so, in order to avoid that from happening, you need to prevent yourself from being distracted, such as a driver putting his phone into the boot or the trunk of his car so he can't be distracted when it rings. So leave your phone downstairs when you go up to do your homework. You need to rest and re-energize your body and your mind. So taking a break is really good for you. It doesn't need to be a 3-hour long binge session of your favorite TV show. 10 minutes should do the trick. Just get up, walk around, get fresh air, get the oxygen back into your bloodstream, rather than be scrunched up at your desk for 3 hours. Doing something that calms you down can help alleviate any difficulty that you might be having, as well as helping your brain to realize when you're working and when you're relaxing, resulting in potentially more focus when you require it. Work smart, not hard. Music is another aspect of focus that many people turn to in order to help them center their attention on the task in hand. It might not help you to focus, but we all work differently, and some quiet, gentle, soothing background music for some will go a great way in focusing their mind, helping to negate other external distractions. Let's talk for a moment about the benefits of self-control. Self-control comes under many different terms, including discipline, determination, grit, willpower, and fortitude, but they're all roughly the same thing. So what is self-control? Psychologists usually label it as the ability to control behaviours in order to avoid temptation and to achieve goals. In terms of importance, self-control is critical in order to help achieve specific goals, as it forces us to make decisions that will determine the outcome of that goal. So, for example, if you want to go to a football game and the ticket costs £150, you might work hard a lot so you can afford it. However, someone suggests that maybe you should go away for the weekend instead of to the game, watch it on TV. Having the self-control to look at what that money was initially earned for, relaxation, and to deny that earlier, perhaps impulsive reward, can improve your self-control. This is known as delaying gratification. This is also just one way in which self-control can be improved, because it forces you to take into account the bigger picture and not succumb to the easier choice presented to you, rather than taking the choice that you so wanted to do in the first place. So try to bring an argument of common sense into your internal desires. Rationalize them. Self-control isn't just about achieving your tasks either. It also offers numerous health benefits as well. With better self-control, there is less need for addiction. Researchers have found that people who show greater levels of self-control during childhood were less likely to have heart attacks, gum disease, airflow obstructions, and metabolic disruptions. Besides health benefits, having good self-control can also lead to a more successful and satisfying academic or professional career. Good self-control means you do the work that was set for you, or you set yourself to accomplish, and you do it to the highest standard you possibly can. You don't take the easy way out and try to shortcut your way to the finish line, because that really only cheats yourself. Not only can it hinder your academic abilities, it can also damage your reputation And repeat offenders can potentially get into some serious trouble for not doing what they were set to do. So now you know why focus and self-control are so important to everyday life. You now have to be the one to implement that and make sure that the work you do is the best it can possibly be. And the way you'll do that is with focus and self-control. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.